Welcome to this bonus episode where I just talk to you off the cuff. This isn't my Sunday sermon. I just like to talk to you about certain things. We spent about a month on money, and now we're spending about a month on relationships. I was thinking today about relationships, emphasis on the ships. And I was thinking that so many people talk to me and they go, you know, I think I'm married the wrong person. I think I'm in the wrong relationship. Listen, even if we have made the wrong decision, God has the ability to be there with us in the midst of trouble and trial. Jonah, you know, God kept speaking to Jonah and told him, hey, look, I want you to go to Nineveh and I want you to prophesy all these specific things. And sure as shooting, man, he doesn't go to Nineveh. He decides, I'm going to go the opposite way. I'm going to go to Tarshish. You would think that God would be like, okay, well, you're not doing what I want you to do, so forget it. You're on your own. Good luck, Chuck. It wasn't that way at all. He had just said, you know what? I'm going to be with you the whole time. And God had prepared a great fish for him, knowing that he was going to make the wrong decision. And so many times I've done it, you've done it, where, you know, I've spent 8 years in a relationship being married to somebody who just decided I wasn't the one. I came home one day and found somebody else at my house, and it was a really ugly kind of situation. It was dark, it was depressing, it was heartbreaking, it was devastating. But God knew the whole while, I've got something else planned for you. That something else was Nicole. See, it didn't take God by surprise. So I'm not saying that in every relationship there's a way of escape. I'm just saying that God will help you in relationships. So let's talk about that. More so than the person being the right person for you, you need to make sure that you're the right person for them. Oftentimes, it's difficult, you know, as I sit here this morning and I think about all the troubles and trials, as much as I say that Nicole was the right person for me, and certainly she was, it doesn't mean it wasn't without opportunity or obstacle. These were scenarios and situations where we had a lot of issues. One of the reasons why is because Nicole is a type A personality, a classic choleric. I am the same. So if you get two triple A's in the room with each other, you're going to just have intense times of fellowship. Let's put it that way. But we had to learn to get along. And so I want to share with you some things today that will help you, not only in relationship with dating or being married, but in business. And what I want to talk about just for a minute is listening to understand. Listening to understand, that's right. For years, I listened, but I didn't listen to understand. I listened for my comeback. I listened for the few points that I wanted to address while they just kind of, you know, wasted their time, wasted their breath, and filibustered. And then when they were out of time, it was my time. I said, let's go back to point one, point two, point three. Oftentimes, I didn't even wait till they were done. I just didn't let them finish. I jumped right back in. I eventually learned that, one, if you are going to recant some stuff, if you are going to bring balance to stuff, if you want to be in a debate, well, then you need to go back and say, hey, you know, I've written down a couple things, and I want to go back and talk about that. That's one way to do it. Or really the best way is to be led by the Holy Spirit and listen to understand. When you listen to understand, what that means is you're listening and you're trying to understand, how did that make them feel? Not, I was not wrong, you're completely wrong. When you do that, if you don't listen to understand, the person doesn't feel heard. This is so important, guys. In relationship, in business, the art of the deal, everything in life is based on negotiations. So while you're negotiating, it could be called an argument with your significant other, you have to listen on the inside and go, you know what? My best thing right now is to not go back and say, let's talk about point A, B, and C. I just want to say I'm sorry. That happened recently. The church is really big now, and a lot of campuses and campus pastors, and a couple of campus pastors got together with me just in kind of a sideways meeting, not in a bad way. They were doing some things around the church, and we were going to totally change a few architectural type of things in one of the campuses. Well, I didn't think to tell Nicole about that. I certainly don't have to tell her about that. It really wasn't even a big deal to me. But then a few weeks later, somebody showed her, hey, well, you know, we're doing X, Y, and Z. And she texted me and said, I'm heartbroken. I was at another meeting. Of course, you can't really focus in a meeting, right? If your wife sends you a text saying she's heartbroken. So I realized, okay, I need to talk to her. And once she explained to me how she felt, how that made her feel, she wasn't saying don't do the remodeling, don't change the architecture. She was just saying, since I helped build that, now I know nothing about it, I just really felt heartbroken. Now, my type A personality is, I don't need to check with you. I'm a grown man. I run this organization. Me and these guys don't have meetings. We don't need to include you in this meeting. But all of a sudden on the inside, I felt all of a sudden, because I was listening to understand how she felt, all of a sudden I started thinking about David. Do you remember King David when his brothers were all lined up and they had a party and they were going to pick a king? And, you know, Prophet Samuel was there and he lined everybody up. And then the next thing you know, Dad said, hey, I'm going to bring all my sons in so you can pick out which one the Lord said is the one. And he said, it's not that one, it's not that one, it's not that one, it's not that one. He said, do you have any more sons? He said, yeah, I got one, but I didn't invite him to the meeting. That's David over there. And David all of a sudden shows up, and how must he felt when he walked in the room and he thought, when was this planned? When did they have a meeting about everybody's getting dressed up? When did they have the meeting about who's coming to dinner? So all of a sudden, when Nicole was sharing with me how it made her feel, I felt the Lord show me what David felt like back then. So again, it's listening to understand. I want you to say it, even if you're in a car alone. Just go ahead. It's hard, but say it. I'm going to listen to understand. That's right. I'm going to listen to understand. Not to rebut, not to argue, not to try to fix it. Because a lot of times in relationships, people, especially women, they're not looking for you to fix it. They're listening for you to listen. Because they just need a listening ear. Does that make sense? It might not. It doesn't totally make sense to me. Because I'm like, let's fix it. I know the word. I know the answer. I know whatever. It's just listening to understand. If you do this, I promise you, you'll start seeing good results in business, with people. You know, just give people, you don't say, tell me more. And sometimes it could be so hard to say, help me see that a little bit better. Because while this is going on, you're like, I just need to scream with everything's in me. There's 27 things that you didn't do, and you hurt my feelings too. No, it's not about that. You didn't start this conversation. You weren't the one that said you were hurt. They were. So listening to understand causes all things to work together for your good. Trust me. And then last but not least, remember at the beginning of our little bonus podcast, I said that Jonah had made the wrong decision, but God made a way of escape. So many times, if you'll just pray and talk to God, say, God, help me. I'm in the belly of the whale. God, make a way of escape. God, I need you to help me. God will give you wisdom like he did with me. Not in every situation have I passed these tests. Trust me. I'm just telling you about the one last week that I was like, whoa, had I not listened, she wouldn't have turned out as good as it turned out. So just listen to understand and then listen to God. He's speaking to you. Listen to better judgment. Listen to wisdom. Don't listen to your flesh, all right? Hey, listen, I want you to do one thing for me. If you'll look at the bottom of this podcast, you can just write a little review. And man, that helps so much. When you write a review, what it does is it makes other people be able to see this. It opens up algorithms. So if you would please, just a couple words, if this helped you, share it with a friend. Tell people today. I mean, if you know people that are in a relationship and you're like, man, I feel like this would really help them. It's listening to understand. Maybe send it to your husband. Send it to your wife. Forward the podcast. Let it help people. It's just me talking off my cuff. No notes, just raw wisdom keys that I think would help you. God bless.